The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello there. Welcome again to Grace in Focus, this podcast broadcast ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society. Today, Philippe Sterling and Bob Wilkin will continue their discussion from yesterday, which came from a question about marriage and children in the millennial kingdom. It'll be an interesting discussion, and we'll get to it just right after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. Faithalone.org is a place where you can find many free grace resources, answers to your questions about free grace theology, lots of articles and books and videos and blogs and podcasts, and there's a place there also where you can give to our ministry. We appreciate that. And going once, going twice, almost gone, our conference, our national conference 2023, happening May the 22nd through the 25th this year. We'd love to have you with us. Find information and registration details at our website, faithalone.org. And now here's our discussion for today with Philippe Sterling and Bob Wilkin.
Philippe, we got some good stuff from yesterday we're going to carry over, all right?
Yes.
With that whole question about two modes of humanity, it sounds like ice cream or something, pie à la mode. Is that French, by the way, pie à la mode?
À la mode. I'm not exactly sure, but it is a French expression. I'm not quite sure what à la mode in itself said, other than ice cream on top. Yeah.
Now, by the way, you grew up, your first 9 or 10 years in Haiti, is that right?
Yes, I was born in Haiti. My family goes back several generations in Haiti, but we emigrated to the United States when I was 10 years old. And until then, French was my only language. We have Creole, of course, at the time, too. So
now, Creole and French, different languages?
Oh, yeah, they're two entirely. Well, they're Creole, Haitian Creole, anyway, incorporates, French, Spanish, and African languages and dialects, all together, and then it's taken its own form and development in Haiti through hundreds of years now. It's almost a developed language. In fact, one of my father's responsibility in Haiti, he worked for the U.S. State Department for a while there in a literacy program. And part of what he was doing was developing a written form of Creole for people to learn and use and everything. But it's a language. Unfortunately, I've lost my ability to speak any Creole.
What about French?
But I've kept up a little bit with my French, taking French classes. There were easy classes to take in high school and in college. So I did that and was able to keep up a little bit. And then speaking with my mother never learned English. She came to the point where she could read English very easily, but she never actually engage in speaking.
So you would
speak in English, so I'll speak to her in French.
Wow. Okay, now we're going to continue what we were talking about yesterday with the whole issue of two modes of humanity. And we had a question from KB, and KB asked about Jesus saying in the resurrection people wouldn't be given into marriage, and we talked about that and said, well, that's true of those who are resurrected, but at least in the millennium we know for sure that there will be people who are not resurrected. The kingdom will be expanding during the millennium. I should mention, by the way, that what KB is also asking me about is, how is it that people who lived in this life and died can come back and live again? Like, what is it, Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed a man once to die, and then comes the judgment. And my answer to that is there have been lots of people who've died more than once.
Of course, we know Lazarus.
Right.
And perhaps even at the resurrection of Jesus, a number of people were brought back to life in Matthew.
Matthew 27,
And visited. There were also, the question is, were they glorified and then went up with Jesus at his ascension, or were they just lived out lives and died again?
Yeah, we don't know. We're not told. But Jesus raised at least 7 people from the dead during the course of his ministry. And we had, was it Elijah?
Elijah.
Elijah's bones, somebody's.
Or somebody fell, touched his bones, and came back to life, right?
And then Elijah raised the widow's
son. The Shunammite's, I guess.
Her son.
Yes.
So there are lots of examples of people who died and then were brought back to life. We might call that revivified. Yes. And so I think we're going to have that occurring. But I should say this, regardless of whether I'm right and children below the age of accountability who die will come back and live out their natural lives, we know they will not be eternally condemned, because Scripture has the principle that no one is held accountable for what they're incapable of doing. So a baby or a small child is incapable of believing. They will not be eternally condemned because of their unbelief. And I think that extends all the way to the age of accountability, which I think is 20 based on Kadesh Barnea. But regardless of what the age is, there is some age at which children below that age are not going to be eternally condemned. One possibility is they're in the kingdom in glorified bodies, presumably as adults, but then they wouldn't be able to have children. So that would be missed. In my opinion, they're going to come back and have the opportunity to live out their natural lives, and then they'll either come to faith or not. And that would be a great time to be alive, right, in the millennium. Jesus will be there. He's going to be teaching. Imagine you could talk to the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, any of the apostles.
Well, again, all of the glorified people who are reigning with Christ.
David or Abraham. It's going to be a wonderful time. Now, the other question, though, is the two modes of humanity, possibly during eternity. And you've written three articles about that. So why don't you tell us, first of all, what the, we might call it a theory, is, and then let's talk about evidence for it.
Okay. The theory is the supposition, or we might say the theological inference. That is, we look at the biblical passages and form reasonable inferences addressing the question, can there be a second mode of humanity that continues on forever, free of sin, yet capable of procreation?
Okay.
Let's quickly go through perhaps six or seven passages, beginning with Genesis to Revelation, that gives support to the view.
Before we do, the view is?
The view is going from the millennial period into the eternal state. There will be continuing two modes of humanity, a glorified, resurrected humanity and a natural humanity. The natural humanity is in the millennial period, but still of a sin nature. But at the conclusion of the millennial period, those who are still alive are transformed with the removal of the sin nature and are able to continue to procreate and giving birth to children without sin nature, as Adam and Eve would have been had they not sinned, not disobeyed God, and had they then been confirmed in righteousness, they would have been able to have children to populate the earth and presumably beyond that.
Okay, you know, before we go to the scriptures, I just wanted to say part of this theory then is be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, Genesis 1:28.
Yes,
the creation mandate. Right.
And eventually, you know,
they would have done that.
Yes.
But what would happen after they filled it? You're saying they would have then gone on to other planets.
Yeah, they would have. Again, why do we have this wonderful, marvelous universe with quadrillions of galaxies?
Right.
You know, even. And,
what's
and
quadrillion? I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah, whatever. It's uncountable by us.
But they say really, there's over hundreds of millions of planets capable of sustaining human life.
Well, possibly. But what was God's creative intent for humanity? It was to be in harmony with Him and to procreate and fill.
Okay, y'all hang on, because what Philippe is saying is a huge paradigm shift. What you're saying is it's possible that forever, not only will we not live in heaven, but we're going to live on the new earth. But we may not only live on the new earth, we may live on all the planets. And what you're saying is there may be babies forever. There may be teenagers forever and toddlers forever and all ages of people until they reach a certain maturity at which I assume they wouldn't age beyond that.
Right. Once they use, if it's 30 years old, you know, or whatever level of maturity, even that Adam and Eve had at their creation. They were created as adults, you know.
They still had kids at 130.
Yes. In fact, Noah certainly at 500.
Right.
And I'm going to use two terms here.
Noah 500 when he had one of his sons?
I will have to go back the text and look for sure,
but I
think he was, up there.
Okay.
You know. Ultimately, the new heaven and earth just going to be a static state, which is set and doesn't change.
That's the normal view.
That's the normal view. Or is it going to be a dynamic state?
Dynamic meaning ever-changing.
Ever-changing, ever...
Expanding,
ever-growing. And I tend to think that God's creative purposes are dynamic.
Well, doesn't
they're not static.
Doesn't Isaiah 9 say something like that?
Yeah, Isaiah 9, 6, 7, about the government shall be on his shoulders. And in fact, we can look it up very quickly. And in fact, there's a couple other texts. Let me I'll get to Isaiah, but let me begin with
Psalm. And we're only going to be able to get a couple now, and then we'll continue in the next
one. Okay, well, let's look at Isaiah 9, 6 and finish with that for now. Because that's the text that we use at Christmas time.
The Hallelujah chorus,
so often. But for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father. Then verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. So that his government will ever increase.
An expanding population. Doesn't it imply that?
Yes, an eternal kingdom, an ever-growing population that he rules over.
Okay, that's fantastic, Philippe. Now, we're going to have to keep this going, and we'll continue this next time. But let me just say, this is not essential free grace theology. This is not something that's held by everybody who says, I know a person is born again by grace, through faith, apart from works, and that once we're born again, we're secure forever, and we know it. Okay, that is the essential of free grace theology. We're getting out here on kind of the edges of free grace theology. Eternal rewards are certainly central to free grace theology, because you can't understand the scriptures without eternal rewards. But now we're getting off kind of in the edges. I'm convinced that what Philippe is saying is right. You may or may not agree, but I would encourage you to be a Berean and pray about these things, search the scriptures. I'll tell you, I find it exciting. Well, in the meantime, until tomorrow, keep grace in focus.
The Zane Hodges Commentary on James, entitled The Epistle of James, Proven Character Through Testing, is available at discount to Grace in Focus listeners right now at faithalone.org. Get half price through April the 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word James. That's faithalone.org. Are you interested in finding other free grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other free grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, part 3 in this Q&A about modes of humanity and the millennial kingdom, what does it all mean? Join us next time for Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.